Greetings, I'm your host, James Gillen, and we're on As You Wish Talk Radio with BBS and eCity Stargate. We're on X, Rumble, all of them. So be sure and pass this around to your friends. You can find us just about anywhere now. The lot going on. I was out picking a couple of 5-gallon buckets of coffee this morning, so, and got to hit it again this afternoon. So I picked about 10 5-gallon buckets already. And so most of them are already pulped and drying. So, you know, taking care of 7 acres of jungle and trying to take over everything is quite a chore, you know, not to mention the mosquitoes, centipedes, and fire ants, you know. Anyway, I was on the weed eater all day yesterday and going to need some volunteers soon because maybe Jesse, our volunteer coordinator, can fill out some forms. Send some people up. Problem is, we only have one bathroom, so it's rough. You'd have to tent it and have one bathroom. But the bonus is you get to go to the beach and swim with the dolphins after picking coffee. But anyway, in the news, insane things happening. We kind of knew this was going to happen. And it looks like the governors of North and South Carolina and other states affected by Hurricane Helene and the incoming Milton all agree this is weather warfare with ulterior motives. So Dane Wigginton's done a lot of work on that. And he's talked with people in Congress, and they confirmed DOD had assets flying in the storm using weather warfare technology. So now get this. There was a 2008 movie called Category 6, Day of Destruction, where Hurricane Milton starts in the Gulf of Mexico and heads towards Florida. So there's also books written ahead of time about this event, about the flooding in North Carolina and everything. So, you know, they have to let you know ahead of time. It's not a coincidence. You know, they do have to warn us before they pull this crap. It's lying at 2.0. And basically, by the way, did anybody ever find out where all the children went? You know, it's like nobody's asking. It just that just disappeared. They have technology to shut down or greatly diminish a hurricane. Instead, they're energizing and steering them for maximum damage. Geoengineering, cloud seeding, Doppler radar, lasers are all being used to manipulate the weather. And this is mainstream. No, Michio Kaku talked about this. So this isn't conspiracy stuff. And, you know, during these storms, they've used all of this. And they're... I think they just want to remove anyone and everything out of the way for their desires. Like all these technologies are present during the Hurricane Helene and again being used with Hurricane Milton. Asheville, North Carolina is sitting on top of one of the largest lithium deposits as well as quartz, both necessary for electric cars and new technologies. The path of the hurricane, you know, went most likely just cut right through red counties and those who vote conservative. And here's another one. Wyoming is on fire right now. Like half of Wyoming is on fire. And none of these fires are happening on federal land. Go figure. You know, it's all private. And underneath that land are massive deposits of rare earth materials. You know, again, the fires were created under suspicious means. They jumped and spread in unnatural ways. As in the previous fires in Hawaii, California, Texas, and other states. So why is nobody reporting on Wyoming? You know, is there something being covered up there? Because, you know, we're all seeing the Dew weapons and we're seeing everything else going on. It's all being filmed and recorded. So it's a no-brainer. The two common denominators are precious metals and rare earth materials, not to mention removing those with conservative values, most likely to vote Republican. Again, this is not a conspiracy. It's based on evidence and the obvious conclusion. This is not natural, and it's agenda-driven. FEMA is moving in hampering all efforts to assist people, occupying all the hotels, shutting down the airspace, roads, confiscating donations, while at the same time saying we are broke. If they're broke and they don't have any supplies, why are they there? They should just leave the hotels to the people doing the work anyway. Those pulled from the mud have nowhere to clean up and heal. They have nowhere to go, basically. You know, because FEMA booked all the rooms. So the FEMA money allocated for national disasters went to illegal aliens. The spokesperson for the absentee White House, Karine Jean-Pierre, is calling all evidence contrary to their claim. Everyone is taken care of, and they're doing a great job disinformation. And this seems to be epidemic with the present administration and agencies, like patting themselves on the back for a job well done, when in fact they totally screwed everything up. So, if they did anything at all. So, I don't know, if you want to know the truth, just reverse everything they boast about and look at the three fingers pointing backwards concerning their accusations. The victim of Helene, with boots on the ground and private organizations, are reporting FEMA is not assisting, and in fact is again hampering or stopping altogether private donations and rescue efforts. There are other unimaginable stories about bodies floating or stuck in the mud with bullet holes in them, creating an unbearable stench. There's a lot of conflicting reports concerning this. So that hasn't been verified. One person said it isn't happening, another person said it is. So, you know, I trust more of the people on the ground, you know. So anyway, there's a lot of false reporting on death tolls. There's a shortage of body bags. They've already bagged up 1,000. And they've got dead stacked in freezers, you know, and they're saying there's at least 2,000 plus dead and counting, probably more like 2,500. And it's all being reported from boots on the ground. So, but anyway, recently, black helicopters, oh, we love those guys, were observed flying low over distribution centers, scattering the private donations. And they've since been grounded. So, what was that about? You know, was that FEMA? You know, so. Anyway, it seems the goal is to move everyone out who's sitting on top of their lithium. You know, follow the money. Guess who the biggest investors are in the lithium mines? BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. And they're heavily invested in those mines in North Carolina there. So I'm sure they want to expand those mines. Excuse me, I don't know if the volcano's going off here or what, but boy, my voice has been. Losing my voice a little bit. Anyway, you know, with Hurricane Milton being energized to a Cat 5 and steered in, whoever survived the first assault is going to face an even greater challenge. There may have been some divine intervention with Milton dropping to a Cat 3 and 2 in some areas. So the record for tornadoes and hurricanes is 67. Milton already is at 133. The water's gone in Tampa Bay, soon to return. I hope that doesn't come back quick, because that's going to be a mess. And anyway, tornadoes are being seen on top of mountain ranges, you know, with snow on them. So what the heck is going on? This is like Armageddon. Anyway, we have the technology to de-energize and steer hurricanes away from the coast. All models show hurricanes die soon after landfall. There's no warm water to pull up and fuel them, yet these hurricanes continue to be energized, move further inland, and are steered for maximum damage. So, also looks like Disneyland has been flooded with water pouring into their underground facilities. Hope the children got out, you know. So, there's a lot of rumors that allegedly those tunnels are being used for child trafficking. So, maybe Mickey and Goofy aren't what they seem to be. Never know. At the UN, John Kerry, spokesman for the lizard people, is pushing hard to eliminate the First Amendment. It's in the way of their global dominance program. The Second Amendment is also in their way. If you want to know who the deep state puppets are, they're the ones pushing for censorship and trying to create disinformation agencies. I mean, all these guys are doing is spreading disinformation. And now they want to create a different disinformation agency to go after anybody telling the truth. So we're talking about high level, you know, PhD Nobel Prize winning doctors and scientists. They've censored all of them. So anyway, the first thing to go under, under tyranny, are freedom of speech and the ability of the people to protect and defend themselves. So do some research on what the UN has planned for America and who in America is orchestrating it. They want total control of every aspect of life in America, beginning with the WHO, which will have the ability to lock everyone down, censor, arrest, and jail anyone that resists their tyrannical rule. And the Dems seem to love this idea because they're going right along with it. They're signing on. So, speaking of Dems, the Democrats wrote a letter to censor Robert Kennedy, one of their own, from speaking at the Committee on Censorship. You can't make this up. They all got together and tried to censor Robert Kennedy from speaking at the Committee on Censorship. I mean, it's like in your face. It can't be any more blatant than that. Anyway, the letter made false statements, spreading disinformation in an Orwellian attempt to silence him. Senator Kennedy made a speech that should be in every school textbook concerning why we need the First Amendment and what happens without it. And they've dishonored their oath to uphold the First Amendment and also doing everything they can to do away with the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is there to protect the First Amendment, the Constitution, and the American people from tyranny, just like what's unfolding with the DNC and the present administration. So anyway, it's pretty obvious what's going down there. January 6th committee is a classic example of persecuting those who exercise their constitutional right to gather and address their grievances. That's in our Constitution, folks. And I was asked to go to January 6th by friends, and I told them it was a setup. Don't go. I tuned into it, and I go, "This is a setup. This is orchestrated. Don't be a part of it." And anyway, the evidence is clear. The violence was instigated and carried out by government assets from various agencies, some posing as Trump supporters. Chemical weapons, rubber bullets, flash grenades were all used on what was a peaceful demonstration, something edited from the January 6th committee, the original one. And I mean, I saw those films. It was horrific. People were standing there, and they said, and these people all lined up like, I don't know, it looked like something out of a movie with all their gear, and they just started firing chemicals, rubber bullets, everything on the people. People had big holes in their cheeks, and they're bleeding and big like concussions on their heads, and oh God, it was so bad. And they just totally opened fire on the group down there, and that was just uncalled for. That video needs to get out to everybody. But anyway, the people were welcomed in, which is entrapment. And Nancy Pelosi admitted she was the one responsible for not allowing the National Guard to come in despite Trump's authorization days in advance. The DC mayor also blocked the National Guard from coming in. And now they're using lawfare to blame Trump for the lack of protection and insurrection they orchestrated. The real insurrection was carried out by the deep state, weaponized agencies, and their political puppets to target conservatives, people from all walks, religions, and cultures. It didn't matter. They made an example of them through lawfare as punishment for challenging the now proven fraudulent 2020 election. That'll probably get me censored. Called the DNC deep state coup. But anyway, check this out. You're not going to hear this. 48 out of 50 states have recounted and removed fraudulent ballots and found Trump won the 2020 election. Anyway, so that was his duty, to check out the election that should have never been certified. If people have issues and say, "Hey, I'm not sure this was on the up and up," they have to investigate. Those that went ahead and certified it without investigating, they broke the law, basically. So why aren't you hearing this from corporate-owned mainstream and social media? The billionaire eugenicists, the DNC, the deep state, and corrupt politicians, the weaponized agencies, socially engineered, critical thinking, morally and integrity impaired, are the real threat to democracy. And that, my friends, are who is supporting Kamala. So the words treason and sedition keep popping up concerning those who have participated in these unlawful and unconstitutional actions. So now you know why they're so adamant about not letting Trump back into the White House. A large part of them are sad the assassination attempt failed. I mean, I think it was 28% of them were sad that he didn't get assassinated. So the Diddy and Epstein folks, the movie and music industry, the pedophiles, the drug dealers, the cartels, the child traffickers are all backing Kamala. Why? Is it the turn the other cheek or blind eye or keeping the borders open for all the drugs and the child trafficking, you know? Anyway, the reason they're so flipped out right now is they're fighting for their lives, doing all they can to cover up the degenerate and unlawful activity to avoid prosecution. So as we've said, if you're critically thinking, morally and integrity impaired, you might be a Democrat or a rhino. They're involved too. Like Laura Ingraham, she says, you know, you might just be stupid. You know, anyway, stupid is as stupid does. So anyway, to me, I think participating in your own enslavement and demise with their population reduction goals, I would have to say this really fits in the category of being stupid. You know, the people you support, you got to know their real goals. And then you're going, oh my God, what was I doing? So anyway, there's a few Democrats who are trying to do what is highest and best good for the people. Many are leaving the Democratic Party because the path the DNC has taken will lead to total destruction of America. The best way to discern who is on the right side of the fence is who is operating under universal law. Are those who allow and sponsor open borders, drug and sex trafficking, misdirecting funds into foreign wars, the Green New Deal programs operate under universal law? Nope, they aren't. How about releasing 13,800 murderers, rapists into the country, over 480,000 criminals? I don't think that fits into universal law. Destroying the economy, escalating crime, a disastrous foreign policy on the edge of World War III. I mean, who does this serve? It definitely does not serve the people. And, you know, when you drop the curtain and cut through the doublespeak, you can see right through this. The war and disease profiteers, the power elite, the money and land grabbers are all being exposed all the way to the top of a rotten to the core administration. So anyway, America can't survive another four more years of this incompetent, destructive behavior, basically. So, they aren't even going to prosecute Biden. You know, because he's kind of a vegetable anyway, but they have all the goods on him. They have all the bank accounts. You know, he took a lot of money from hostile foreign nations. And you know, the way they're behaving right now, I would have to say they are agents of these hostile foreign nations. So anyway, let's get off a different subject for a little galactic news. The sun is hammering the earth with X-class flares, coronal mass ejections. I sound like a broken record. The latest X9 flare seems to have brought everything up. We have a saying on the island here, the aloha and ohana spirit is the law of the land. And we're all getting a crash course in what is out of alignment with the aloha and ohana energies. Aloha is defined as a wine word. It means, you know, love, affection, peace, compassion, unity, and mercy. It's a force that holds together existence. Ohana refers to a broad and inclusive concept of family, and universal law is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. So they all fit together. I mean, every culture has their concept of universal law, and it's time we start looking into this and start living by it. Anyway, the aloha, you know, Ohana spirit, again, is based on the same principles. The destroyer of the Aloha and Ohana spirit is division. And division usually comes from the alter ego or spiritual ego. And anyway, the wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences usually create the division. So there's a reason why people can't work together or work in unity. And we have to get to those core issues so everything can come back together and practice aloha and ohana, which seem to be forgetting. Anyway, projecting, these wounds and traumas on others is really the major cause creating division. So, sorry to be frank, but even Jesus would not be welcome in many venues merely because he has a dick, So, call that sacrilegious, unspiritual? Nope, just a fact, but today's socially engineered reality. I don't think Mary or Kuan Yin either, would be present at many of the exclusive spiritual gatherings of today. So the social engineered division between genders would throw Jesus into the toxic male category. You know, those guys carrying women and their babies through chest deep water? Those guys. Anyway, his very presence would be threatening because they would have to invalidate or remove him so they could continue in denial, dividing, separating, and play the we are special above the rest, the chosen ones game. Anyway, Facebook spirituality and denying one's shadow side is a classic example. There's an old saying, messiahs die young in a fallen society, and unfortunately, that's where they're most needed. So anyway, there's a lot of this going on. Ascended masters, male and female, do not participate in division games. It's time to honor the differences between men and women. Look for the value and the strengths in both genders. Those who are enlightened and humble can see right through the dramas, which unfortunately makes them a threat to those who do not want to heal and continue in the out of balance division game. And it's amazing. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I left the UFO community, and a lot of the spiritual community because of that. I kept seeing this competition and this division game, and we're above the others. We're more spiritual. And I go, my God, I thought God was omnipresent. I thought God was everywhere. And so anyway, there is a lot of that going on. And this X-class flare and the CMEs behind it and this solar storm we're undergoing right now is bringing everything up. And I've never seen anything like it. I've seen some of the most spiritual, supposedly, people in the UFO community and the spiritual community just losing it and really, they're kind of closing down and dividing and just, it's a lot of backstabbing, just a lot of crazy stuff going on out there. And then you mention this, you go, hey, aren't we doing the division game here? Like, what's going on? Then you're the asshole. So anyway, I kind of left that whole program for a while. I mean, I'm doing my own thing, but I'll talk more about that. But anyway, the incoming higher conscious energy is bringing all this up to heal. We can project and blame or forgive, heal and release the past. Personal responsibility and humility are the keys. Boundaries are necessary with those who do not want to heal, continue with the blame, projection, or refuse to release the past. There's an old saying, being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat. Anyway. The Ho'oponopono forgiveness is also a good path to return to the Aloha or Hana spirit. The problem is free will. And if denial or spiritual ego is present, the healing necessary to get back to unity won't occur. Anyway, I was going to tell you a little story. I was invited to a woman's gathering once, and I was asked to do a talk. And I always read the group energy and allow spirit to address what's necessary. I do talk. So I saw hovering above the group what looked like a dark goddess, and her hair was half white and half black, and her energy was shifting back and forth between kind of dark and light, and it was kind of going gray and then light and gray and then light, and what was being acted out was the old adage, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. Anyway, so it was a wounded goddess reflecting the group energy. So I was guided to talk about the male-female energies, how they run through the body. The left side is usually female, the right side is male. There's a lot of conflicting stories that it crisscrosses. But anyway, when the energies do not flow properly, it creates disease, dis-ease. If you're in a female body and deny energies to female organs, serious problems can occur. It's the same with men. So, men are dealing with a lot of shame and a lot of other things around that issues, so. So anyway, the ultimate goal is total balance, yet in the meantime, denying the male or female body you currently occupy actually creates a war within the physical body. And I've seen people in all the counseling I've done, I've done clearings with people. We cleared up the childhood trauma, the past life trauma, where and everything else. And then, you know, that you'd see these spontaneous healings happen. You know, cervical cancer, things like that. It's an energy imbalance. And so a woman should probably be talking about this, not a male. You know, I'm probably the last one that should be talking about this. But anyway, this was met with some serious adversarial energies by some very strong and large women. And so I went further to talk about childhood and past life trauma, usually the source of the confusion, which, if not healed, becomes dis-ease. And so it took a couple of the women about 4 years to forgive me. And they came back and they apologized, realizing I was only trying to educate them on how to heal and bring balance back to the body. So there's a lot of dark, you know, goddess energy expressing in gatherings now due to the history of abuse with, you know, womanhood right up to the present. So throughout history, when you conquered a village, you took the weapons, the gold, and the women. And they were enslaved, abused, or sold to the rich who kept them until a younger version caught their eye, basically. So, not healing the insecurities, anger, or frustration, often called cellular memory, that comes with the female body only recreates the experience. And so even if you're a very evolved soul, when you pick up a body, that body has cellular memory. The same thing with men too. But anyway, this is still happening today, exemplified by the Epstein Diddy list, the movie and film industry, the fetishes of the rich. You know, men have their issues as well, always having to fight the battles, bring home the bacon, never show emotions, which was seen as weakness, et cetera, et cetera. So we all have our issues, you know, that we need to get past so we can come together back to unity. And so maybe it is time to release the past, end the projection, support each other, finding balance. Let go of keeping up with the Joneses, pleasing the relatives, and get back to the original attraction or bond. You know, the game was never man against woman. It is men and women supporting each other, honoring each other's gifts, and in a complementary relationship. That was the original intent. So, and anyway, just a spiritual heads up in the ascension process. And we are fast tracking due to these incredible incoming energies. Just a spiritual heads up in the ascension process. Those who are carrying a higher vibration or frequency will mirror back and amplify the denials, wounds, and traumas in others, especially those who want to continue in victim patterns and the division games, projecting and blaming others. The wake of a yogi is a classic example. When an enlightened one comes, everyone wants to experience the love, the joy, and the bliss, the group energy. The problem is the love, joy, and the bliss, and right action brings up everything contrary to it, leaving a veritable shitstorm in its wake. Here I go. I'm being PC incorrect again, so that's me. That's my authentic self. Anyway, the whole planet is in the middle of a veritable shitstorm due to the incoming consciousness and energy, revealing, amplifying, and bringing everything outside of universal law or the Aloha or Ohana spirit up to heal and release. And some aren't doing very well with this. But anyway, it's a process, and these people don't realize when these X-class flares and these CMEs and these solar storms hit the Earth, with the light comes consciousness and energy. They're all together. We may just see the light, but there's a lot more going on. When a huge input of this higher consciousness and energy comes in, what's it going to do? It's going to push up the lower consciousness and energy, you know, the fear, guilt, unworthiness. You know, the old wounds and traumas, everything is coming up. And so we're just getting hammered right now by the sun, and it's bringing everything up. So anyway, personally, you know, I've been working in nature, gardening, picking coffee, doing my best to avoid the dramas unfolding during what most call end time madness. I've been doing a lot of counseling, writing newsletters, doing radio shows, and talking about universal law, earth changes, personal responsibility. And, those are the best contributions I can make during these confusing and challenging times where everything seems to be a paradox, A lot of head slopping going on. I just go, what? What? And it's hard to believe. I mean, people should know better, some of the stuff that's going on. But anyway, some of the emails I get are just like, I go, hey, if I pushed a button, if it's not your coat, don't wear it. If it is your coat, you might want to look at it. But anyway, it happens. So staying centered in God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, and spending time in nature and doing spiritual practices and using universal law as a guide, it really allows one to see behind the curtain the paradoxes. I keep thinking of Saint Francis when he prayed, Lord, give me the strength to heal what I can and the wisdom to know what I can't. I'm kind of paraphrasing that, but and unfortunately, due to free will, there are some things not even God can heal. So you can't instill want into another being, yet the karma for acting outside of universal law sure levels the playing field, and that is coming. So don't let yourself be pulled into these dramas. Sometimes just stating the obvious is going to pull you into some major dramas, and all you can do is say, well, is what I said true? A lot of times people are just trying to figure out what the hell's going on because none of it makes sense. But anyway, during these times, we have a golden opportunity to heal, ascend, and flow with the planet in its ascension process. And again, there are some that are on the downward spiral, trying to take as many with them as possible. And there are those in the gray area that just can't release the past. The emotional trauma is just too much, and it's just too hard for them, and so they're gonna just stay in that loop, keep and going over and over again, no matter what. They're the only ones that can pull themselves out of the loop. So, and now it's getting global. So, the problem with world wars and Sodom and Gomorrah events is they affect everybody. And very few people know what really happened at Sodom and Gomorrah. So I want to go ahead and cover that. The people in those two cities became so corrupt and so decadent. The Andromedans, mythologically known as archangels, had to nuke those two cities because it was spreading, affecting the entire civilization. So the same is happening today, and they're just better at hiding it, Sodom and Gomorrah were on a downward spiral in evolution. This whole Diddy Epstein thing, all this other stuff going on right now, the child trafficking and the misuse of technology to dominate and control others and social engineering, all of that was done in the past. Atlantis and Lemuria, was the same thing. So anyway, it was like a sore that, if not treated, would become septic and kill the entire body. So it was not done as punishment. It was not done by a wrathful God. It was done to preserve the civilization. So during that time, we fell asleep. We were lulled by the rhetoric of doublespeak, being accused of what the accuser is doing, a Marxist tactic, afraid of being labeled a mega fundamentalist, homophobic, insensitive tyrant by the Babylon left. And so they have their own version of Sodom and Gomorrah using weather warfare and earthquake technology, and pretty much directed at those who oppose him. And again, it's Atlantis and Lemuria all over again. The misuse of technology to censor, control, and enslave the masses. Removing all opposition. We did the same thing in Atlantis and Lemuria. So the same thing also occurred with the Anunnaki from Lyra, the bearded gods. They got into turf wars and used unimaginable weapons on each other. And this is not conspiracy. It's the history you were never taught. So the history of the misuse of science and technology acting outside of universal law is what is the same path we're going on right now. Are we going to wake up? Are we going to unify this time? Are we going to walk away, stop participating, you know, putting an end to the draconian law we've been under for over 450,000 years? You know, our tomorrow depends on it. So it's time for the benevolence, the Lemurian souls, those of strong moral character and integrity, those who incarnated from advanced civilizations. You know, you came in from the Pleiades, you know, the Orion Council of Light, or Andromeda, or Turian, the inner earth. And there's so many people that incarnated for this time. And they have a saying, God's given its best for this time so we can get through these times. And so we need to go within and connect with that and support others that are connected to that and come together, you know, as family, you know, as Ohana, and work to, because we're all going to be challenged, and a lot of people are falling. They're falling. They're allowing it, these energies to come in. These divisional energies are not releasing the past. They're not healing their old wounds and traumas. And what's sad is that it opens the door for other things to come in, which are not fun. But anyway, that's, you know, I didn't create that reality. That's just the way the world works, the multidimensional world. So anyway, it's time to transcend all religious and culture boundaries, release the past, choose universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. I'm in. But anyway, I'm going to go a little further into this. I was going to do a Q&A, but I thought there was so much to talk about, it was better to cover this. But, you know, again, what I've seen is here with me, I'm not a teleprompter person. It's hard for me to read these things because I usually just shoot from the hip and the heart and just say things like it is. But, you know, the bottom line is going back to universal law, or, you know, the Aloha or the Ohana spirit and everything else. We've got to get back to that. And what's really interesting is with me, it's just like I'm going, okay, that's where I've always been. That's what I've always been working towards and trying to support everybody else on the same path. And like, you know, there's an old thing, no good deed goes unpunished, you know, messiahs die young. And it's been an ongoing thing. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. Like, I don't get it. Like in the UFO community, you know, I thought when I came into the UFO community, I go, wow, you know, we've got the videos, we've got the photographs, we have pictures of the beings, we know them by name, first name basis, we know their cultures, and we have everything. You know, this whole disclosure movement should be jumping all over this. Why aren't they doing it? And no matter how much you try to push this under the rug, the ships are still coming. The contacts are still happening. Other people are having their contacts. Tens of thousands of people have been to SETI and have seen the ships. And I was blown away at, you know, the one-upmanship, the competition, the backstabbing, the shills, the posers, you know, the whole, you know, those continuing the controlled narrative. And you look at and you follow the money, and it goes right back to the Rockefellers, basically. It goes back to satanic Luciferian banksters. So anyway, you see this going on, and I have to admit, I was kind of naive. I go, man, they're going to eat this up. This is great. We can have disclosure. We can unite with the greater family of man, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. You know, we can totally turn the planet around. They've got fuelless energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity. They've got med beds. They've got replicators. And they have technology that we'd call magic. You know, they have, and I go, who would want to stop that? Who would want to put a monkey wrench into that and not let that happen? I mean, and what would be the reasons for that? You know, and I was just, I mean, I've seen this unfold for, I hate to date myself, but I've been doing this for intensely for 40 years plus, and I've had contact all my life. But I went into this field, and even the spiritual community, I go, wouldn't you really know, want to know about the true nature of God and the real history of the earth and what the Bible is really saying that we've missed, that's staring us in the face? Is that the earth's been colonized repeatedly and ships have been coming and going since the earth could sustain life. And there's been several colonies that have come and gone. And I think it'd be good to know that history so we don't repeat it, and end up using misusing technology and dividing and separating and stepping outside of universal law or the Ohana or Aloha spirit, it just makes sense. I mean, it's all there. It's written. It's even in the Bible. It's in the Sanskrit teachings. It's everywhere. If you look in the ancient teachings, every culture knows about this. But when I went into this, I just went, I go, who would want to, why would anybody in their right mind try to stop this? And what would be their reason? What, how could they validate that? And the only way they can validate it is A, there's a lot of jealousy, or B, competition, or C, you're making them look bad because you have all the evidence and you've proven you do have the contacts and the connections and the footage and their, whatever witnesses. And are there shills? Or it's a controlled narrative and you're rocking the cart. So anyway, that's the thing. I was trying to wrap my head around that, and I said, why, these people, they transcended war, disease, poverty, their environment's in an order. They're very spiritually and technologically advanced. They know more about us, our ancient history, the history of Earth, than anybody. I mean, I who would want to stop that, and why? And that has always been my frustration, and it's been a lifelong thing, basically. And it just keeps happening over and over again. And I hear the excuses, well, we're working with higher energy. We just focus on love and joy and bliss, and we do yoga and eat goji berries. And you talk about a shadow side and a dark side, and that's fear porn, And I've heard all these stories, but I mean, they're all coming from the ego, basically, an alter ego or social engineering. But or you are aligned with the dark side, basically, and some are knowingly doing the work of the dark side, and some are in ignorance doing the work of the dark side, and just they're creating more division and problems. But anyway, when I observing this happen over and over again and watching this, I'm going, wow. I said, all I can do is depersonalize this because there's something coming and nobody can stop it. And the energies that are coming in, the message that we put out earlier, if you go to the website, go to eseti.org, go to YouTube or Rumble, and you'll see it says the message, listen to it, because there's something coming. And something's really interesting. I didn't have time to look into it, but I will by the next show. But there's a whole armada of ships coming, and they're traveling at light speed, and they're pretty far out. The Hubble telescope found them. And they're heading in our direction. So one of two things are going to happen. One, we better hope we have some allies that are very spiritually and technologically advanced to help us deal with this if it's negative. Or two, these beings are very spiritually and technologically advanced. They're our ancient ancestors, and they're returning. And we're going to have a lot of explaining to do. We're on the brink of World War III. We're decimating our environment. We're We can't even get along with each other. There's all this gender division, there's cultural division, religious division. Most people don't even know where their religions came from or their cultures, basically. So anyway, it's one of two things is going to happen. So anyway, to me, I'm really hoping these are the benevolent ones. They probably are. I haven't looked into it, and they're not some big reptilian flotilla coming this way. But either way, we're going to have to figure things out pretty quickly, and we're going to have to go back to universal law and, start practicing brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all, and do the old aloha. I think when the ships come, we should say aloha, welcome to our ohana, and get our shit together down here, because they aren't going to come. They're going to come to places that are maintaining a frequency. They're going to come to places that where people are very spiritually advanced, that have a high frequency, that are maintaining a high vibration. They're going to connect with the people that have risen to the occasion, that are kind and loving and care about humanity, the earth. That's who they're going to contact. They're not going to contact people that are playing these division games and ego games and all this other stuff. And they're definitely not going to contact the UFO community, considering where it's at right now. And they're not going to contact the churches. There might be a few churches out there that have focused on universal law that are really there for the people and helping people make their own personal connection with Creator and assisting those less fortunate. There are some churches out there that will probably be contacted, and some have been, and so that's basically the way it's going to come down. So the bottom line in summation is we have to stop the bullshit. We have to rise to the occasion. We need to start being kind and loving to each other, and we need to just end this division game. I don't care if it's a male female division game, if it's a black, white, purple, green, red division game, if it's a culture division game. Even the religious games, division games, have to come to an end, and they will. Truth has a way of doing that, and so some real truth bombs are going to be hitting here real soon, and our whole world is not what we think. It's who's controlling it. Our ancient origins, the origin of man, the origin of religion, all this stuff. I wrote about it in a book. UFO is the origin of man and religion, like it covers all that stuff. You get it, so I don't have to tell the story over and over again. But anyway, I would strongly suggest, the books I've written are all on the website. Check out and share this. And people really need to hear this message. We need to share it. And get the books, get the videos, and pass that the new message. It's called The Message, and it's on the website, and it's on the YouTube, and it's on what's the other one? Rumble. It's on Rumble as well. It's on Vimeo. It's on all of them. But anyway, get that and pass it out and spread it. Get it going. So, because people need to be prepared for what's coming, they need to know what's coming so they're not in fear. And I'll find out more about what is coming, and I'll share it in the next show. So on that note, I'm signing out, and all I can say is aloha, ohana, practice universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, and just be kind to each other, basically. If your buttons got pushed, they're your buttons. Anyway, and it's time to own that. So, on that note, have a great evening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
You see, that's the real threat to democracy, stupid people. That's the threat. Our biggest threat to democracy is stupid people.